Okay, I got something. When everybody gets here, minute now. But we're standing right in the middle. This is a very, very flat quartz. Look at the quartz goes over this way. It's going all around here. So it's very, very, very flat. Right in here.
Sorry, very, very flat.
Very flat.
Yeah. I mean, we're right in the thick of the vein right here. So instead of it running down like this, it's running like this. Surrounded by quartz. Come on in here, just a little bit closer all around here. You can see the medical electrical wall. We have some other workings out that way. We're not going to go to the right. We're going to actually go this direction. Come on in closer. And then I'm going to ask you all to turn your lights out. I want you to all turn your lights out.
Take my watch switch. There we go. Did this once in Mammoth Cave.
Yes. All right. Well, now, the deal is that the miners. Well, yeah, look at your hand. Wow. Now, there's that red thing. You got to get rid of that red thing. I'll get rid of my watch. But, this is really two things here. One is that there's absolutely no light. But you know what else? There's absolutely no sound from the earth. There's no radio waves that get down here. There's nothing going on the surface that you can hear where we are right now. And this is good for us in detection because we can ramp up all of the equipment. And whereas the FCC and others have rules and you don't want to screw up the airplanes, it works. We can do whatever we want down here for power. But the old guys had just a candle, and they had a soft hat that they didn't have a hard hat, and you've seen where they had the hook, on there, and that's for real. They drove it into a split in the seam, and they had their candle sitting there, and that's how they worked. But it's just amazing how much light one candle will do. And so it went from candles to carbide lights. You mix the carbide in the water. You got that thing in there. And then it went to these battery-powered things that we're using. But it just amazes me what a... And someone I heard him say how our eyes... Or somebody, one of you said something about your eyes and they adjusted coming inside. And I think that if we did this from... We came outside and came right in with this candle, we wouldn't be able to... It wouldn't look the same to us. But it's just still amazes me. If nothing else, just think about those guys that were working in here all that time with their soft hats and stuff. Crazy. Anyways, like the darkness too.
Have you heard of Elmfried Davy Safety Lamp?
Yes, but I don't know much about it.
Looks like Tiddles can tell you all about it.
I can, not to be honest, not in great detail, like, can I?
Well, Humphrey Davy comes from Penzance.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And he invented...
There is a monument down there.
He invented the minor safety lamp.
You know, the other one that I've read about was the guy, this would be the youngest kid coming to work. He's the one that had to go light the gases or go check for gas. And if he'd be down there and you have to put something back over, boom, the flames would go over his head or something like that.
Canary. They used to bring a canary down.
A canary too. That's interesting.
Yeah, they'd bring the canary down before the mules or something because the mules were worth more than a canary.
But surely that was only in the coal mines, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, the methane gas. You can hit bad air in here. The timbers have maybe rotted and you get some bad air, and that gas stays low to the ground. I had one experience like this, and walked in, and then just three of us walking in, and we stirred up the gas and we were working, and then started feeling sick. And I remember this old guy told me about that, and I realized that we had to get the hell out of there. So we were working, not enough oxygen. From here, we're going to go down this section. It's narrow, but I'll tell you just a little bit about what was there. This is where we ended our 2007 working right now. So brought everybody up into this section. We had little tiny bits of gold all year. We had a 50-ounce little concentration right up here. So we had 14 guys working, and we concentrated. We went up, down, sideways, every which way, and we never got to where it did wire into a pocket. So in November 30th of 2007, laid them off, and then they worked for a month on a percentage. And that was the last significant production we had. What you see back here, if you go back, is you'll see a raise that was going up. It's kind of flat. And then we built a fish pond. Years ago, I had a fish pond. And last year, I brought, there was some autistic kids. A teacher in Camptonville had a class of eight, I think they were eight, like nine-year-old boys. And wanted a tour. I said, I'll give them a tour. And we came back in here, and all there was this hole in the ground, right where you'll see with the water in it. And I told him about how the fish, we hadn't had a fish pond before, and we wanted fish and all that, to show that the water's good. That's why we're doing it. So I got a letter, thank you letter, from all of them a week or so later. And the part of the mine they liked best was the fish pond. And there wasn't a damn fish in it. And I thought, I went to the fish store in Grass Valley and I got goldfish, and I realized a lot right then. And so we got fish in there right now, we feed them. But the main reason, there was a law in California where to check our water, someone asked me a couple about the water, could we drink it? I mean, we've been stirring up the stuff in here, but I drink this water in a heartbeat. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this water. But we had every quarter, every 3 months, we had to get something like 7 goldfish and put them in and see if they would live, you know, for 2 days or something. And I just got sick and tired of it. So we put the fish pond right in here, and that was our answer to satisfy this California requirement. But anyway, there's fish growing back there. But that was an underhand. When you look back there, it's about 12 feet deep. And the father and his son took that heading, and they went down and went back under the tracks. We were looking for that, you know, 1,000-ounce pocket that we never did find in here. So it's pretty narrow, but you can walk back there and check it out and look up. That's a raise. This was our last active headings that we worked at back there. The underhand stope where the water is, and then above it is a little raise. I'll walk back there with you, but it's really kind of cramped. But when we're finished there, we're just going to just mosey on out.